How would you like to have a system for your company that sells 3 to 10 times bigger than what you're doing right now, that is repeatable, that's teachable, so anyone on your team can offer it, so you don't need to be the one doing it? Would you like that? You can learn that right here, right now on the Scale or Fail Show.
Imagine being able to go away for 2 to 3 days, because that's what we do, get it honed, craft the offer, and come back where you got enough tools where you could do a webinar or some sort of a mini event and actually sell that forward and prototype it with people with open wallets. In other words, with check writers.
Imagine being able to enroll your new or existing clients or customers into 10,000, 25,000, 250,000, or even larger transactions in 1 to 3 short conversations that are conversational, not salesy, and build genuine rapport. What could that do for your business right now? Now, this is all in the Superpower Accelerator Sales System that you're going to learn today on the Scale or Fail Show. I am your host, Allison Maslin. I am the CEO and founder of Pinnacle Global Network. And on this show, I bring you experts that are going to make the road easier to your big goals and help you scale your company. My dear friend, Mike Koenigs, is going to present to you the Superpower Accelerator Sales System today. And here's what Tony Robbins says about my guest. Mike is an extraordinary man. He's brought me insights on how to reach people on the internet that are so valuable. And this is a man you should deal with. Take advantage to what he has to offer. Mike is known for being a media master who knows how to help his international clients get attention, create premium brands, and elevated status in days. And I have seen it. He's done it for me. He's done it for so many of our clients in Pinnacle. I've known Mike for several years, and he is seriously one of the most innovative and impactful entrepreneurs I have ever met. He has had several companies. He's exited 5 companies. He has, you know, been on, you know, all of the major television stations. He's got 2 big podcasts, The Big Leap, Capability Amplifier. I could go on and on and on, but why don't we just bring on Mike Koenigs? Welcome.
Yay.
Yay.
Great intro. It's nice to be here, Allison.
I am so glad you're here. I love when we get to do these shows together. We've done several in the past, and you always bring it. You always blow me away with some new innovation that you have here. So, like, I am dying to learn this sales system that you're sharing, because, as I said, it is such a big struggle for so many business owners to get this down.
Yeah, it's and more importantly, what it is it solves the biggest problems that I see all the time, which is, as a business evolves, as the founders evolve, as the organization evolves, they forget to evolve their pricing and also look at where they're leaving money on the table. So everything I'm going to share today has been an evolution. It's a 30-year evolution, but I've really made the majority of the progress on it in the past 3 years after a ton of trial and error. Implementing and teaching sales systems, and really sales has always been a sideline part of what I do, because I've always gotten help people build platforms, get attention, write books, start shows, or work on their messaging. And I realized, okay, well, after all that's done, if people aren't effectively enrolling more effectively, and I say that instead of close, because I think enrolling is a softer word, but it also implies that there's a conversation present. So That's my goal, is to give you the keys to the kingdom, and we're going to do it step by step, so it'll feel normal and natural, and you're going to be interrupting me at any time for any reason, so we'll make this fun.
I have a habit of doing that. That's what my husband says.
No, not you.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's just go ahead and dive in. I want you to share this, and I will interrupt because I'm going to have questions, and if I have questions, I know that some people that are listening to this today or watching probably have questions too.
They will. So normally I would lay down a whole bunch of promises and a bunch of groundwork, but instead I'm actually going to just dive right into it. So I'm going to play, we're going to pretend for a moment that you just came to me by way of a some sort of a lead, okay? And today we won't spend time on lead generation or getting traffic or getting that side. We could do a whole session, we could do a whole day on that. But right now we're gonna assume that a lead came in and we're about to have a conversation. And the most important thing that I tell everyone I work with now is we live in the shortest attention span world imaginable right now. And you've probably heard the statistic before, which is that I'm looking for, actually for the specific statistic, but the bottom line is the average attention span of a human being is actually less than a goldfish. And that came from a 2000 study by Microsoft. So the bottom line is people just don't have attention spans. And the last thing you want to do is allow someone to have a sales conversation on a phone. So my first rule is you got to keep the eyeballs, earballs, brain balls, finger balls busy at all times. And that has to be under your control. All right.
Okay.
Let's just assume. And what I tell everyone is, start using Zoom as your sales vehicle. And if someone refuses that, or they say, well, I'm going to be in the car at that time, you got to refuse it. So if you're not controlling the narrative and the environment, you're going to lose control. And that will be, I'll call that commandment number one. All right.
Okay.
And the next thing is, when I get you on the line, I'm going to start out, and I'm going to, again, assume that you know a little bit about what we're about to do. But I would open up and I'd say, so Allison, with your permission, I would like to make this super valuable for you. And anytime I'm having a conversation like this one with someone, they invariably have some kind of a major breakthrough and they wish they had been taking better notes. So with your permission, is it okay if I record this conversation and send you the recording and a transcript? Would that be all right with you?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do right now, and I'm going to share my screen. Actually, you're going to have to enable screen sharing for me.
Oh, okay,
so
I'll do that. I'll do that 1 second here. There we go.
So I'm going to say, and I use a little tool. I'm going to show my whole screen, and then... But I'm going to start out by just showing the little one first, which is right here. And this is Otter. Now, I started recording already, but I use a program called Otter. And everyone, just so you write this down, it's mrbz.com/Otter. I can give you a 30-day trial of it if you're not using it. But you'll see right now that it is transcribing in real time. So why don't you talk for a moment?
That is so cool. Is this going to pick up every little ah and and you know?
It actually removes ahs and ums in general. So it makes the first pass in real time, and it will also pay attention to different speaker voices. So you can do that after the fact. But right now in real time, and this is almost free, by the way, it's $10 for something like 5,000 or 10,000 minutes a month.
Wow.
I record every single meeting. So what I do right away is I'll say, I'll create enable link, copy link, and in real time, I will say to the other person, and by the way, I'm going to show the other part here, which is right. Oh, where is that little guy? Okay, here. Now, I already have your phone number, but this is our chat between us. And I'd say, Allison, could you, just in case we get disconnected, and so I can send you this link right now, would you give me your phone number? And I've never had anyone say no. So I quick type in their phone number, and I'm using iMessages, and then I paste the Otter link in here. And I also send people my email address. Okay, now I have shortcuts set up, but I would put my email address, and that way you'd have my name and the chat, okay? And they're like, oh my God, that is so awesome. And I go, yes. And this way you're not on the hook for taking lots and lots of notes.
Yeah, I love that.
Great. And then what I'll do is I'll say, now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Again, because this is being transcribed, you're free to take notes. There will be some big things going on, but I'm also going to take notes on my side as well. And I'm totally happy to share those with you. And if it's okay with you, I'd also be happy to make a video recording of this right now too. And they're like, you do that? And I'll say, boom. So I'll record that. And now in Zoom, when you've got the business account, you can also, it supports recording directly to YouTube. The reason I do that is I can record to an unlisted YouTube listing in real time and give that to them as well. And this becomes the foundation of everything else that we're about to go over. So,
yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say, Mike Koenigs, Mr. Techie, right? You always find a way to take the enrollment conversation and turn it into massive innovation. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep going.
Okay. So I'm going to show you my whole screen for a moment so you see how I'm laid out and what I teach sales teams to do. And I'll explain the reason why. So right now, again, this is big because I have a big monitor. And I have another rule, which is this. You know that I'm a big believer in looking good and sounding good. And I always wear a suit jacket. Even during the pandemic, I wear a jacket every day to my desk, even though it's a 30-second commute. And the reason is being brand representative. So having a good camera and a good microphone is mission critical to this. And also a big screen. I think investing in a great office chair, a great keyboard, a great camera, and a mouse, because this is the foundation of what makes you money. So I'm going to share my screen. And you're going to see everything that's up and the reason why. So over here is the auditor, which we already covered, and that's transcribing in real time. I pay attention to everything that comes out of someone's mouth. I also have a document open that has the name, date, and company. So for example, I'd put Allison Maslin here. I'd put today's date, company, and I'd paste in the Zoom link, or the auditor link rather, and paste that in here. And I would also have the Zoom link or the YouTube link if such a thing is present, all right? And then I've got details about your website, maybe who you're referred by, if you pasted an application, and I have some notes for myself. Over here, I have, these are all of my shortcut notes. Now, I don't need them anymore, but I have a script I follow. This is my sales script, which I'm gonna guide us through. I have my calendar open. This is going to be important in a little while. Now, I also very frequently, if I have to do a demo, I have some screens open up, which are going to be things that I'll show to my prospect if I need to. Now, I've got a little keynote open here. So if I needed to, I could flip through some slides because sometimes I reference that. We've already seen the messages. I've got iMessages. I'm a Mac guy. Now, here's something else that I've been using, which is awesome. I highly recommend that you start incorporating drawings into your presentations as well.
Is that from your iPad?
This is my iPad, which is connected.
Wow.
I use the QuickTime app on the Mac, and this is another technical thing. So if I was going to talk about who's your market, and then, I might talk about what's your business model. Anytime you're drawing, this really captivates and it increases your enrollment. So the more show and tell you have, the better, right?
Yeah.
So that's the layout of the screen. And I have this up all the time on my computer, and I've got a shortcut list of all my links. So I can just go boom, 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 open it up right away, and I'm ready to go and do the enrollment conversation, which in my case, generally the shortest is 20 minutes, and it typically is about 50 to 75, but that is to enroll someone in a $50,000 to $250,000 offer, okay?
Yeah, so definitely worth the 50 to 75 minutes.
Yes, okay, so now, from this point forward, if we were starting this conversation, we'd have a little bit of small talk. So where are you from? I checked out your site, love what you're doing. And then I would pre-frame and I'd say, look, I'm going to ask you a total of probably five questions today, Allison. And as I said in the beginning, I guarantee you're going to have some breakthroughs, you're going to achieve some clarity, but we're also going to find some great places where I believe you're leaving money on the table. We're going to craft opportunities to attract higher quality audiences your way, and also craft an offer that's 3 to even 10 times higher, even more than anything you're offering right now. Plus, we'll talk about how to get your message out, how to train your teams more effectively. But basically what I do is I do a bunch of and. So I know what brought you in. So whatever your offer is, you're basically saying, here are some of the things we're going to be talking about, so you elevate their attention. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
So the key thing is everything we do is about pre-framing. And yeah. And this is where I'll say, okay, well, I'm going to just ask you the first question. I'll say, so Allison, I want you to imagine for a moment that we're going to get together a year, or sometimes it'll be 3 years from now. And the only reason there's a variable here is it depends how long your fulfillment and your delivery is. But I want you to think for a moment, if you're at your favorite restaurant, your favorite place, what's your favorite place to go to? I don't care if it's a city, a town, a restaurant, a location, what would that be?
Oh my gosh. Let me think for a second. I would say that for Mike and I lately, we've been enjoying going to Zihuatanejo in Mexico.
Great.
And there is an incredible restaurant there called Tentaciones.
Tentacion. All right. Mm-hmm. So now being out of the country is a little more complicated, but here's how I do that. And I go, and what would your perfect dinner and drink be?
The perfect dinner would be, well, it's the, Mexican fare that they have. And it's usually some sort of a fresh fish, of course, champagne, and then some sort of a chocolate fudge brownie sort of thing as dessert, but it's overlooking, it's the ambiance is really, it gets to my heart.
Palm trees, the ocean wind, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine for a moment that the three of us, now in our case, it'd be the four of us, but it'd be your husband, Mike, and you and me are celebrating. And I'm hoofing the bill, by the way. Okay. And we're going to be in Mexico. They just brought out your second glass of champagne. Mm-hmm. The dinner just arrived. And we are celebrating your success. So imagine that I help you double your revenue or bring in. I won't talk about a specific deliverable. Scratch that part. But I give you the tools you need to increase the size of your business, but also the profitability, and simplify it so you're able to spend more time. So basically what I'm doing is I'm packaging in some of the things that we do, and we're future pacing. And this is based upon a traditional, what's known as an NLP conversation, neurolinguistic program of future pacing. It's also loosely based on something called the Dan Sullivan question that Dan Sullivan created. But the bottom line is I want you to future pace what life would be like 1 to 3 years from now. Now, of course, I'm not telling the prospect all this stuff, but I want you to imagine, and I want them to activate their visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and even their olfactory centers.
Oh, I was there. I was totally there.
Yes.
Could you see? I think probably my eyes were going up. I think that you
totally
something
everything
to that
I activated.
To the yeah.
Yep. So that's what we do.
Even tasted the champagne.
Oh yeah. Bubbles, perfect night, that nice citrusy, a nice dry champagne. But I want you to share with me what needs to happen personally and professionally for you to feel as though investing in this opportunity was the best business decision you've made either forever or in a long time?
Well, doubling the business, that's mm-hmm. a pretty massive, growth.
Yes.
Right. freeing always as the CEO, freeing yourself up so that you're able to work on the business instead of in the business.
Yep.
Being away in Mexico and the business is continuing to run without you. And always more time with my honey and you and Vivian, of course.
Yeah. So good.
You want more?
So yeah, what else?
What else would I say? Well, you know, for me, it's reaching more people. Yep. I mean, with Pinnacle Global Network, we're in our 10th year. And it's a mastermind for seven-figure and up business owners that want to scale. And we have right now over 200 members, 211, I believe,
yep,
all over the world. And, you know, it's a high-end mastermind. I mean, you've got to be willing to invest in yourself, but they grow massively. But, you know, we're in a place now to have thousands of members.
That's great. So really it comes mm-hmm. down to scaling with purpose. Is there anything else that pops up in your head in terms of if you were going to say the number of extra, you know, days off you'd like to have a year? And, you know, at this point, I'll ask someone, I'm not expecting you to do it because we're doing this all publicly, but I would literally ask, you know, what kind of profit, you know, where are you at and where do you want to be? Okay.
Yeah.
So then, what I'm going to say, so Allison, so here's what I'm hearing. First of all, it's doubling the size of the business, freeing up, time and spending more time working on, not in, so you can do more vacations, more group vacations, the things that we do together as couples. But also reaching more people. You're currently at 211 members. And if you doubled that by this time next year, if you could be at 420 or more, that would light you up.
Oh yeah. Because you know, our business owners employ some of them hundreds of people. And so that the ripple effect of that is, you know, very far reaching. So that makes me really excited. That would make me super happy.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So at this point, just so you know what I'm doing, I am looking at my order. I'm looking at the words coming out of your mouth. I'm also writing down the major bullets in my notes. Okay.
Okay.
So that is a very important part of this whole process here is down here, I was taking specific notes. And then again, if I shared my order, every single thing that you're saying is being recorded, and I am looking at your words. Now, this is a really important part of what most salespeople do. They project. They project what they think they hear, and they interpret it on their own, and then they'll start saying stuff when they repeat it back. So this is, I also borrowed from what's known as imago therapy. It's a two-way interactive therapeutic process for couples in trouble where you sit down and you have to listen to each other and repeat verbatim what the other person said. And you really find out A, what a miserable learner or listener you are, and also B, how terrible you are at recalling what someone else is saying and being able to feel them fully and completely. Your compassion and empathy score is usually low when you're in trouble. And the more you're able to hear fully and never project on top of the other person, it's basically, it's brain vomit and emotion vomit. So you can never emotionally vomit on another person. But so I start, that's the first core. And I'll say, now, is that right? And I'll also ask some why questions. And this is about the longest question. But again, you're painting a picture of your future. And ultimately, what we're doing in this process is we're crafting something known as the hero's journey, the Joseph Campbell hero's journey. It's been around forever. And the objective is to help the prospects see themselves as a star in their own movie, starring them with you as the guide, showing them the way with your talisman and your spells and your potions and lotions and whatever else helps get them there.
Yes. Magic wand and, you know, fairy godmother wand and all that.
So at this point I'll say, okay, well, that's pretty clear, Allison. So, Why do you believe you don't have it yet? First of all, why do you feel like you're working on, not in the business? Why do you feel as though you're not at past, 211 people? And also, why do you feel like you don't have more time and you don't feel like you're away? What do you believe is standing in your way?
Okay, so if I'm just going to interject me for a second before I
Go
answer
for
this question, because I actually do take a week off a month.
it.
So but I want to go through this exercise so that people can see that that is absolutely possible for them.
Yes.
But I also know that it's very easy for me to still get sucked into
Yeah.
the day to day, right?
Yep.
Because I care and I want to make sure that our clients are well taken care of. That's number one for me. But I know that if I'm able to even free myself up more, that I'm able to be the visionary on the company and coming up with more great ideas to support our clients and have that visibility out in the marketplace.
Yep.
I would say one of the reasons that we, I think 211 is a pretty good number for the kind of mastermind that we have. However, I feel like we could have thousands. I believe the issue is that I spent a lot of time branding me instead of branding Pinnacle Global Network. And I think a lot of people, they had recognized me or maybe seen me speak or at an event, things like
Yeah.
that, or on social media. And they're like, oh, she knows business, but not really linking to, oh, Pinnacle Global Network. That is the way that, her team mentors CEOs and so forth.
Great.
We're working on changing that. Does that
Good.
help?
Yes, that does. And so, what I would zoom in here is, again, I know we're not going really deep because you're broadcasting all this, but what I would be listening in for is where there are areas of denial, problems, blame, also sense of victimhood. I'll look for that, but I'll also look at where there's an opportunity here. So one of the opportunities I hear is it sounds like first of all, you're still getting sucked into your business,
Yes.
and you've got a belief that if you're not in the middle of things, that your clients might not be taken care of. So there may be some trust issues, there might be some process issues, there might be some challenges inside the organization, but you want to spend more time as the visionary, less time as the doer. But also one
Yes.
of the challenges is you've spent a lot of time branding you, not branding the business, and there's a cost for that, which is now the business can't stand alone by itself and attract people by itself. So there's probably a big opportunity to focus on rebranding or putting a bigger umbrella on the business. And maybe featuring some of the people in your organization and building their leadership and their skills so they can think more like Allison. Does that sound right to you?
100%.
Okay.
You have nailed it.
Yep. So now what I did there is I did repeat what I heard, but this is I took a few liberties and I added sounds like. The opportunity is, et cetera, et cetera. So I took all the dangers and some of the obstacles. And by the way, I'd spend a lot more time in this.
Right.
But that's the second question, which are what's the reason why you haven't? Now I want you to think of something else. And by the way, what do you think it's if you were going to take back time, not that there's any regrets here, but what do you think it cost you, knowing what you know now? To focus on building the Allison brand versus the business brand in terms of some lost dollars, some lost opportunities, or what it's going to cost you in terms of time, resources, money, and people to build the business instead of focusing on you.
Yeah, I mean, we're 10 years in, so I would say that we probably could have made that pivot 5 years ago. And But, you know, again, I feel that, and this is, you know, I'm not trying to be the excuses thing that you just brought up, is that we've really evolved, you know, now 13 coaches and so forth. So we've, you know, we're ready to really explode now. But I do think that that is definitely was a hindrance for me. But that was the choice that I made then, right? So, but you're really spot on. Now is the time branding Pinnacle Global Network, and that is absolutely a priority, getting our mentoring team out on the forefront. And I'm more of a spokesperson and not so much the brand.
Great. So what I'd say though is it fair to assume that if 5 years ago you were working on the branding, you'd probably have a couple million dollars of additional revenue coming in annually that you wouldn't feel personally responsible for?
Yes, probably more than that.
So it's, you know, easily cost you $10 million or even more by not having this in place. So what I'm looking for, by the way, is where there's going to be leverage later on when we talk about the enrollment. But this is something that we're mutually arriving at. So we get to the third question, and I want you to
And
think for a
I
moment.
want to just say that I like what you're doing here in the sales conversation, or in the enrollment conversation, excuse me, in your sales accelerator, in that you started with the future pacing, but then you're also I liked how you showed the value of right then, because so I really want you to acknowledge that. You were able to say, okay, if you had done this X amount of time before, that could have added X millions onto your bottom line, right? So you're really quantifying
And so, and I also want us to be able to agree that there's a $10 million or greater opportunity here. And the other thing that we are also looking at is the other opportunities to double your business. So the fees to enroll in Pinnacle Mastermind is how much a year?
Yeah, it is. Well, we have two levels. It's 25 and then 36.
Right. So if we just doubled, so let's just do 200 times 25,000, right? That's 5 million, or times 36, that's 7.2 million, right? So we're talking about a $5 to $7 million opportunity here, not to mention the cost, the loss of not solving this. So we've identified an opportunity. And so let's and by the way, are you feeling the least bit manipulated as we're doing this?
No, I think this is it's, you know, very eye-opening. Thank you.
Good. So the third question is, I want you to think for a moment, Allison. Now we already know that there's lost opportunity in not focusing on the business brand and also freeing the business from Allison to have a more self-running organization. But there's also the opportunity to double the size of the business, which you feel like you're ready to do, and even more. But I want you to think about opportunities that you can't take advantage of right now because you don't have either the right who's in place, the right process in place, the right marketing in place, the right tools, or if you solved, you know, what we talked about the last question, which again is the business branding. So think about the resources and opportunities you have in front of you, you're not able to take advantage of, people, connections, for whatever reason. What are some of those things? And it could be associations, trade groups, access to people, tools, in addition to things that you have to say no to right now that you wish you didn't have to say no to.
Yeah, well, I always like spending more time with our clients. We have the most brilliant clients with fascinating businesses. So I, you know, more time to free me up is also giving me time to just, you know, check in with our clients and touch base with them. And I really enjoy that. The mm-hmm. other thing is that we are now partnering with some different corporations to service their small business customers and offer kind of a win-win alliance for them. And, you know, again, for me is elevating into that place of visionary, you know, why you got into business in the first place so that I can focus on building those relationships, which I love doing. That's why how I met you, right? And why we get to do this show and so forth.
Got it.
That would be something. I think the relationship building is for me. Mm-hmm. And then one more thing I would just say is being able to have more time with the team, and because we have so many brilliant mentors that work with our clients, they're CEOs that have built very successful companies. So being able to have more of that one-on-one time with them, and putting, you know, we're beginning to do this, but we need more of it, is giving them that visibility.
Great. Great. I love it. So it's a combination of, so what I'm hearing is, A, if you had more time to yourself, you'd spend more time with your clients, and that would enable you to innovate more, be more creative. You'd probably be able to solve more problems for your clients, which would enable you to elevate, maybe create higher ticket offers and get more involved. There's ways of monetizing that in addition to just having more fun. You'd have more time with your team, which again means improving their skill set and their independence from, so it's like you're enabling and putting your operating system into the organization.
Yeah.
And being able to have that more, that, like you say, some more one-on-one time. Is there anything else that pops up for you in terms of opportunities you can't take advantage of, you wish you could, and it might mean on the business platform, the personal platform?
Yeah. Well, you know, spending time with my husband is always a great thing.
Yep.
In fact, if he were listening to this, he'd go, "You mean I'm third on the list?" So...
Yeah. Yeah.
How long more time?
Right. And that is a question, which is, how long are you willing to put that off? Because as you know, we're not getting any younger. And while we're still mobile and we're functioning, but here's what I'm doing. I'm going to agree with you. And yes, I'm also going to expand. This is where I project a little bit, but I know you well enough to know this, but it'll be, and this is, and oh, by the way, I'm very careful that I continue to make this all about you, but at some point I may interject and say, that reminds me of someone that we worked with recently. Let me show you something we just did. And, but I don't make it about that. I make it, have you thought about this? So I'll bring in an evidence-based example that might expand your mind a little bit, like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I need. Okay. So we'll go on to question number four. And I think you've kind of answered this, but let's just think about your superpowers for a second, Allison. And I know creativity and innovation show up all the time, but if you got to spend 90 to 95% of your time doing what you're absolutely best at, most passionate about, that would light you up, get you jumping out of bed every day, and what would that be? So if you imagine what we first talked about when I asked you the first question, you imagine yourself a year or 3 years from now in Mexico, having that dinner, sipping champagne and celebrating. And part of what you got to celebrate was, sure, you doubled the business or more. Sure, you've increased the time off, the money, but now you are only doing what you love to do more than anything. What is that? What do you think your greatest superpower is, that's either fully discovered or undiscovered? Maybe the world doesn't know about it, but you know it.
Yeah. So do you mean besides the flying trapeze?
Yeah. The flying trapeze is one of them.
Yeah. So and that is one of the things I would take more time for. I do that, but I'd like to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. With that time, and actually when the last time we were in Mexico, because when my mind is free and I'm totally relaxed, I'm able to get very innovative. And I love diving into my imagination and coming up with great ideas to elevate business owners so they can break through. That's what gets me excited, to really make a difference. So for instance, this last weekend, I had some free time and I developed, working on developing a program so that when we mentor our clients, we're actually going to mentor their high school, college age, and young adult kids as well. Mm. So this is a new offering that we're going to implement in this next year. And so I got to actually have the space to think through what that curriculum would be. And that got me so fired up. So I would say, you know, diving into that, you know, that innovation, that creativity.
Super. So my interpretation of what I hear is, as and you said it precisely, which is when my mind is free, I'm very relaxed, I get super innovative, and I come up with great ideas to elevate business owners to get them to where they want to go. And the example that you gave was starting to work on the program, mentoring not just the clients, but also their young adult kids. And you've got a curriculum. And it would it be safe to assume that some of the missing link is to have an innovator, so a synthesizer integrator for you that would be able to take these genius ideas or capture them and figure out how to make them happen mm-hmm. effectively without derailing the existing organization.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. I do think that is, you know, we have the marketing team, we have the operations team. But I like that idea of an integrator, because then you could take the pieces from my brain and create systems around them and make sure that they were implemented. Yeah. Not my genius.
Yeah. No, it's and I get that. If it's okay with you, I'm going to paint a picture of how to get there. Do you want to hear an example
yeah.
of how I might be able to help you make that happen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to first say, I know exactly what it's like to be you, and I've had the same challenges before, and I have someone just like that now, which is Marisa Brassfield. But the first thing I want you to think about is, you know, my number one, Marisa Brassfield, worked with Peter Diamandis for 8 years. She helped launch 2 books, built Abundance 360, created the framework, and found and trained people. And what she does with me, for example, is, and think about it for you, when you're a crazy, innovative, creative entrepreneur, you need someone to capture all this stuff and put it in some sort of sorted, organized format, so it can live on its own and be implemented quickly. And that's exactly what we do with Vision Day when we meet with someone, is we find one big challenge that a business owner has or a big opportunity, and we design a platform in 2 to 3 days to help execute that and make it happen. So it could be, in some cases, it's developing a sales presentation that enables it. Sometimes it's literally outlining an entire book. Sometimes it's crafting a process, a sales system or a process or a marketing system. But what we always do is start by imagining what it can look like.
Right.
And then we build out the script, but we also do an article in an interview that we publish in Entrepreneur Magazine. So imagine that every time you want to innovate something, what you're really doing is crafting a new identity. Okay. Mm-hmm. So part of your evolution in your identity is as the innovator, creator, that's always working. I'm not in the business, and every time you go away, you come back with something that's cooked enough that it can be sold.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Because the hardest thing every business owner has, it's not coming up with ideas. We come up with a bajillion ideas, and most of them never get implemented, never get prototyped, never have a MVP, a minimum viable product, and something that can be tested out. And we've got our people in our business are usually operators. They're driven by completely different things than we are. So how do you cross that gap? And that's effectively what we do is imagine being able to go away for 2 to 3 days, because that's what we do, get it honed, craft the offer, and come back where you got enough tools where you could do a webinar or some sort of a mini event and actually sell that forward and prototype it with people with open wallets. In other words, with check writers. So now I just literally made that up. Even though it's true, that's what we've been doing.
Right.
I could, at this point, I might show you some examples. So I'd fire up and I'll show you like what I'll typically do with someone. And I'm breaking some of my own rules, which I'll explain in a moment, but, I'll show you. Like, here's a guy, his name is Justin Donald. So when I met him, he had an interesting story, which is I asked him, what do you do? And he says, I do cash flow investing. I'm like, what is that? And he told me the story about how he had a job less than 4 years before, started investing in, and his net worth increased by almost $20 million in 4 years. That's the bottom line. Now he's over that. And I'm like, and he did it all without a job. And I'm like, oh my God, how'd you do this? And he told me his investment strategy. And I asked him, well, do you have a book? No. Have you ever, do you speak? No. You know, like, how are you monetizing this? I just do it for myself. And I painted a picture for him. But to make a long story short, we created a category, which is, we called him Justin Donald's the investment world's new Warren Buffett. His website, we call him the Lifestyle Investor, which we trademarked. And then I called him Justin Donald's the investment world's new Warren Buffett. We crafted a $250,000 offer and wrote his book for him called The 10 Commandments of Cash Flow Investing for Passive Income and Financial Freedom. And then even created a mastermind, which is for people who want to learn how to make money as lifestyle investors. And we literally just made this all up. So it's been about 8 months now, but he's produced about $1 million in revenue, and he had zero platform before it. So it's literally from not even a solid idea to a business with clients and money. And so if you think about, that's the idea, is capture concept, turn it into an offer, and try it out. Now, it turned out I actually gave him his first client too. It was a referral. But anyway, what I do at this point is I show evidence and examples. And what you'll find is if you talk to people and use data, they'll argue with you all day long. If you use examples and tell transformational stories, no one ever argues with the transformational story.
Right.
So, now, again,
because people make decisions more from the emotion and the visual that you gave, right?
Exactly.
The
so at this point. Yeah, I'm all over the place because I'm literally trying to match my business with yours right now.
Right.
And normally I'd be like, here's the fixed process. And if I were teaching the system, I'd use their business model. But
yeah.
I can't use your business model to sell you into your own business.
I get it.
Here's what I would do is I'd say, okay, so Allison, you know, do you want me to help you? Would be the next question after I've painted the picture. And you'd be yes, and I'll say, well, let me explain to you how this works. Okay, and this is like the most important part of, after we've gone through the question, I've repeated back to you what I've heard, painted the picture of us in the picture and getting there together. I'd say, why don't you open up your calendar right now? And what is next? So today's a Tuesday that we're recording this. What does next Tuesday look like for you for about a 90-minute meeting where we will actually brainstorm the audience, the market, the model, and some of the messaging, so you'd walk away with total clarity on what this would look like.
Yeah, I would say, let me see. Yeah, I could do that. Does 1 o'clock work?
Okay. And I'm going to look and I'm going to go, I actually can make that work too. Let me tell you, so let's mark that down right now. It'll be a Zoom meeting just like this. We're going to make a video. It's going to be transcribed and you're literally going to walk away with a written plan with clarity on exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to execute this. And we're going to build it together. And if you want, you can have your number one on your team join us as well. Okay. So here's what
Okay.
I've done. We've actually blocked out time on your calendar, and I got a commitment. We haven't talked about money yet.
Right.
Okay.
Now, how do you know? Let's say, because this is a lot of time for you, right? We're, 50 minutes in or something like that.
Yeah, it'd
And
be
then
about
you're.
probably not be about 35 minutes at this point if we're doing it for real.
Okay.
But yeah.
And but then, you want to make sure that the person that you're talking to is a qualified lead.
I will have verified that up front. So I'm going to
Okay.
show you what they've done. I'll show you how they got to me at this point. So we kind
Okay,
of
because
did
that'd
this
be
in
helpful.
reverse order. But
Okay.
let's assume that I did do some qualification, and I'll show you precisely one of two things that happened to get you here. It's actually one of three.
Okey-doke.
So at this point, I know you've got a real business and you've got you knew that this was there'd be an investment. So here's what we do is I'd say, let me tell you how this will work from a financial perspective. First of all, the investment for these 2 days, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna start with the onboarding process. I'm gonna send you a document, you're gonna fill that out, we're gonna meet for about 90 minutes, we're gonna brainstorm, you're gonna walk away with clarity. And then we're gonna schedule 2 to 3 days to work together to actually make this happen, to implement it. We can either meet remotely or you can come to San Diego. It's COVID friendly. You'll stay at my beach condo across the street from the Pacific Ocean. There we're going to whiteboard, we're going to execute it, and your team can attend remotely if you want to bring them in. And that will also mean we're going to come up with the strategy, the plan. We're going to prototype an offer, make a marketing video about that offer and an article that will get published in a major publication. And if you want, on the third day, we'll actually produce the sales pitch. In other words, we'll build a webinar together and we're going to
Yeah.
perform it on camera. You won't have anything you're going to have to memorize because we're going to execute it together. And that'll be something then you'll be able to enroll. And in the meantime, we'll come up with the scripts, how to close this. We'll make videos together that we'll give to your team. And if we've got time, one of the things that we can also do is build the referral system to engage existing clients. In other words, re-engage people who aren't working with you anymore,
Yeah.
clients that you could bring up to another level if they got a better offer, and how to activate some partners, some affinity groups or influencers.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. I love how you when you say that, Mike, is we are going to do this, we are going to do this, right? So there's
Yes.
some,
You're right.
assuming the sale in a sense.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So it's future-paced embedded. And then,
Okay.
so the total investment for the 2 day is $50,000. It's 60 if you want to go a third day, which is obviously less than half of what our day rate is. But that way, we're able to take advantage of the momentum we have. So you walk away with the sales process and sales tools as well. And again, we can either do it remotely or in person. That is up to you. Okay. Now, at this
Yeah.
point, I shut up.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
and I think that that's a hard thing for business owners to do is to finally shut up, right?
Yes. Yep. And obviously, Jordan and
But
Eric have already
I
done a lot
think,
of shutting up.
well, yeah, but here what you've done is you said, okay, you have $5 to $7 million you're sitting on the table, right?
Yes.
But you've done that. So $50,000 or $60,000 is such a small pittance compared to that.
Totally.
And what you're saying is that extra day is really all of the webinar, the sales system behind that, right? To drive it. So,
It's a no-brainer.
yeah.
Like in a business like yours, What I could reasonably guarantee is, I mean, I actually believe this is true. I mean, we could come up with something, craft an offer and the sales presentation enough and schedule a webinar 3 weeks out from when we did this together and probably generate $500,000 to $1 million in revenue. I mean, that's to me, powerful. It's a no brainer.
Yeah, that's powerful. So yeah. Well, go ahead. I just interrupted.
I'll give you one more idea here. And again, okay. Normally I just shut up and say, well, what's your idea, Allison? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, this is a no brainer, right? This is a no brainer, but I want to sort of bring it back because some of the yes. people that are listening to this, they're not necessarily in the coaching business. They could have, we have clients in the bridal space, the pet space, the staffing space, the engineering space. And really what you're saying is it doesn't matter because it's all of these things you can apply that future pacing, yes. And the future pacing, the showing the value of what you're losing, by not, having this system together for your company, showing what other people have done, even though they're in different industries, and then what can come in yes. that future, in the future pacing process. So all of this, it doesn't matter for those of you listening and you've adaptive. Got the excuse going on, well, that's not my kind of business. No, it's any industry, any business model.
Yeah. So it is predicated on, can I help you imagine what life is like with problem X gone? And guide you through it. And during the consultative sales process, I help you imagine through and identify what stands in your way. And I'm giving you ways of overcoming those. Now, just so you know, the way we build in the extension, now people will say, well, what happens next? We'll say, well, we have an annual program where we work with people. It's application only. I need to make sure I like working with you first. So you'll know that this is, I didn't make it about you liking me. I did a power reversal there. That's very important. We'll decide together if it's a right fit, but I need to make sure you're serious, that you're coachable, that you implement, because I can't do all this for you. Some of it's going to be you and your team being able to show right. up. But right. What I would do, like if it were you, based on the conversation we had, I'd say, look, Allison, imagine being able to have every single quarter sit down for 2 to 3 days with an innovation creation team that amplifies you, takes your ideas, packages it, positions it, creates the marketing material so you don't need a bunch of outside resources. If you could do that once a quarter, how much additional revenue do you think you could be capturing? And if you were able to implement and have a team there, with some unusual skills, I mean, think about it. When's the last time you were able to take something from idea and get the right group together and execute it? You know, does it take, how long does that normally take you?
Right.
Right.
That can take months.
Right.
For sure, if not longer. So I want to ask another question because I also want to.
I'm going to show you the enrollment. Go ahead.
Okay. So the sales system that Mike is sharing, you can do this with your clients, right? So those, because I want them to learn this process.
Yes.
And also, I mean, you're showing what Mike can do, right, for people. It's also for you to take this process and use this in your sales conversations.
Precisely. Some
of the technology that he's talked about, getting on Zoom, future pacing, all these different things. I want you to be thinking about how can you use this process to make your sales journey and your conversions so much higher.
Yeah. And what I'd say is if we were to build this out, like if you and I were doing a part two of this, you'd say, I have a client with this kind of a business. What should they say or do? You know, it'd be like in 15 to 20 minutes, we could actually produce the entire enrollment process and how to apply this.
Yeah, so we should do that.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And I'm going to show you one quick thing. You said, now, how do we get how do I know if someone's qualified? And let me just show you that while you get another example up. So I'm going to show you two things. One of them is it's on my own website, which I embedded a lead generator, which is right here. It says, you know, tell me about yourself and I'll see if I can help. So it's a free business report. So you get some videos, but I ask you some questions. Do you have a business? Do you make a full-time living? What kind of business is it? Okay. And every business should have this. And then what's your current monthly revenue? Okay.
And is that like type form? Is that sort of a type form?
Just use a type form. Yep. And the last question, by the way, was, you know, what are your monthly revenue goals? So where is it at? Where do you want to go? That gives me the first part. And even if someone is kind of BSing, I can tell when I look at their website, I ask that. The other tool I have that does some more qualifying is at my website address / apply. Now, this is just using SurveyMonkey, any tool. And, you know, I ask, you know, what's the number one reason you want to experience? So, you know, what's your outcome, which is question one. And then if you could wave a magic wand, what do you wish you could do or have that would propel your life or business? So it's a future-paced question.
Yeah.
And then from there, I ask some more questions about, you know, the size of your business. So the answer to the other question was, any kind of a lead generator you have, like in my case, all of my content marketing ultimately drives people to an application form.
Right.
And those get, we send those to our team using Slack. So everyone on the team gets them in real time. And that way, I've got a sales guy now, which by the way, I taught him this system in less than 48 hours. And he's as effective as I am.
Wow. I love this. And I think, you know, even without doing another episode, those of you that are listening, you can see how you can apply this process, especially for your higher ticket items. And, you know, we have many clients that are B2B or they're going to corporate and you've got some $100,000 and up deals, bigger contracts, where you, you know, you can take them through this exact process.
Yeah, it's simple. And I actually have four different question. This is one of four different systems. So businesses, sometimes you do need to make it less about the founder, the owner. This one assumed that I'm talking to an owner. So if you have stakeholders, you do change the question. It's not about them and their business, but it ultimately revolves around, you know, what do you want life to be like? What stands in your way? What resources, tools do you wish you had that you're not taking advantage of? Where do you wish you spend most of your time, your superpowers? And then can I help you? It's basically five questions. Everything is a variation of that theme.
I love that. I totally see how it could translate. So, well, this has been amazing. This really, really has. And I totally could see myself on the beach and then just having that integrator take it and run with it. So I wasn't expecting interviewing you today on the show that you would give me a big breakthrough. So thank you for that.
Good.
I love it. Yeah. And so for those people that are watching this and they're like, I want to have more information from Mike on what he does, how do they reach you?
Okay. Well, one of them is, of course, just go to my website, MikeKoenigs.com. And if you don't want to spell that, you can go to paidforlife.com. It'll bring you to the same place. The other place is I have a text message service that where you can actually get the link to my process in a video where I guide you step by step through this. It's tighter than an interview, right? It's more of a training thing, but you can just text the word value to 858-434-5316. And that's
okay. Well, we'll put that up there.
Yeah, it's easy. And otherwise, you know, just go and, you know, hit my YouTube channel. I've got tons of training videos that I've been building right now that deal with this. In my podcast with Dan Sullivan, Capability Amplifier, we definitely cover a lot of this thinking. It's about asking better questions and thinking about your thinking. That's really what Dan's amazing at.
Yeah, what I love about this process is that I think when people are approaching sales, there's so much, they just dive into telling and sort of, you know, like you said earlier, vomiting their business on the person. And what you've done here is you've taken me through a process.
Yep.
And you've gotten me out of my head into this visualization. You can actually see it happening. And then you get people out of their fear, their analysis paralysis, in wanting to take action. You have booked just another appointment. So I think this is, this is powerful stuff.
It is. And I'll see you with one other big idea. We didn't dive into it this time. But a quick thing to reactivate either someone who ghosted you, or we'll say, I have to talk to so-and-so first, like my spouse, business partner, whatever.
A big one, right?
So here's what I do with that. I'll just give you this little nugget.
Okay.
What I do is when I hear that, I'll say, well, what? Tell me, who's this person's name? And what do you think their primary concern, worry, or objection is going to be where they're going to say you shouldn't do this? What would that be? And they'll say, is there anything else? Is there anything else? And then what I will do is I'll say, is it okay if you and I make a short video for that person right now that addresses that front on? And they'll be like, really, would you do that? And they go, yes, I will. So I will pull out my phone just like this. I'll hold it up and I will say, I'm going to make a video for your wife or your spouse or whomever, and I'll hit the record and I'll go, hi, so-and-so, my name is Mike Canings. We haven't met yet, but I am on the phone with, and I'll turn the phone around. I'll say, go ahead and wave, boom, boom, boom. And then I'll say, what we're talking about blah, blah, blah. And so-and-so said, you know, here's what you're probably going to say. So I just want to answer that question and make sure your other questions are answered first. And I address it right there. And then I text it to them while they're on. I say, why don't you just show that to them? And then what I've had that happen is there, first of all, when's the last time anyone's ever done that for you or to you, right?
Right. Never.
Never. So you're going to stand out. And the other thing is I address the elephant in the room, because more often than not, if you study the Colby, a quick start is married to a fact finder, and the fact finder thinks, the quick start makes rash decisions, starts something without finishing it, and. So I address that elephant in the room and I'll say, here's why this is different.
Right.
And I'll give that person my phone number right there. If you have any questions, go ahead and text me. And then I'll often have the person make the introduction. And so
It's brilliant, because you've got to get, in some businesses, it's the CFO or the accountant or the business partner, and you've got to get to that other decision maker. Otherwise, they are the person you're talking to, they have to go and sell it.
And they
never say it right.
Yeah. They're playing a bad game of telephone.
Yeah. That's so good. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll often say, you know, would you like to get them on the phone? Like, I'm happy to talk to them, but
I do. But this way it's easier, because
easier and faster.
You got to talk to the salesperson. They're like, ugh, I don't want to talk to a salesperson.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so good. Yeah. Leave it to you, Mike Koenigs.
Well,
and it doesn't cost anything. It's super easy, to have that and to, you know, bring these processes, make your sales system easier. So thank you for being with us today. This is awesome. I learned a ton. You helped me have a breakthrough. I'm sure those listening have had some big breakthroughs, excited to approach their business and their sales in a new way.
It's my pleasure. So,
thank you all for joining us on the Scale or Fail show. And if you like this episode, please give us a review. We really appreciate that. And share this show with a business owner that you absolutely care about. And if you would like to get support for your business, or you know a business owner that needs it, have them check us out.